That's our big piece of the morning. It's 9:29, 3 degrees downtown. We're only going up to 4 today, so it doesn't get any better than this. But there's the extra added bonus that it's going to rain later on today.
And, the extra
added bonus. And winds out of the east up to 50 kilometers an hour. Lots of rain overnight. Possibility of flurries tomorrow. Oh, spring's going to take forever to get here. You are listening to the new Classical FM. This is Classical Mornings with Mike and Gene. And it is a Tuesday, which means
it's
time for the Anti-Noise Pollution League, in which we highlight restaurants that don't play blaring, loud, thumping music, that you can enjoy a great meal and have some civilized conversation.
Yes, unless, and you don't have to shout.
Well, unless you want to totally ignore the person you're eating with. But that kind of defeats the purpose.
Yeah.
And today we are highlighting Vegetarian Haven, which is at 17 Baldwin Street in Toronto. And joining us in the studio is Beth Warrington, who is the sous chef for Vegetarian Haven. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thanks
Hi,
for Beth. Having me.
Well, thank you very much for coming in. Now, this is the first restaurant that in this series that we've done that I haven't had the pleasure yet of eating at.
Oh, come on.
I'm sorry. I only have so much time. But tell us about Vegetarian Haven.
Okay, well, we're a vegan bistro located in Baldwin Village, which is a few steps from the AGO. Mm-hmm. And we focus on kind of Asian-inspired vegan cuisine. We've actually been there for 15 years, so we're one of the oldest vegan restaurants in the city.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So can you give us an example of a vegan Asian meal?
Of course. Well, I'll say we're Asian-inspired. We're not a strictly Asian restaurant. We like to pull influences from all around the world, actually. Okay. But, you know, we have most of our food is actually fired on a wok, which gives it a very distinctive flavor and is something that our chef is very highly skilled at. So that always gives it a distinctive flavor. But we have some classical dishes, you know, more like curry pad thai, Shanghai noodles, curry eggplant. And then, you know, our special of the day, which changes daily, usually veers more into Western territory. But we're always innovating and kind of drawing influences from all over the globe.
Now, for people who may be confused about this, because I know a lot of people, when you mention vegan to them, they go, huh? What exactly is that?
Well, it's simply food that has no animal products in it. So, so no meat, eggs, or dairy. And other than that, the sky is kind of the limit.
Right.
We've
a lot of tofu?
I mean, I guess specifically being from an Asian background, it makes its way into many of our dishes,
but
we use a lot of different plant-based proteins. Tempeh, which is Indonesian and made of fermented soybeans. Seitan, actually, our chef has a very unique style of seitan.
Yeah.
So it's actually a plant-based protein derived from wheat gluten, which I know does not sound appetizing at all. But
it
is delicious. It gives a lot more of a chewy, kind of hearty texture because I think in a lot of vegetarian food, sometimes you miss that bite.
Yes.
And again, the style that our chef Jack has pioneered is, I've not seen it anywhere else. I found sometimes people try seitan and it's very like gummy or doughy.
Yeah,
but this, in fact, I'd say it's very like chewy, almost meat-like, dare I say. But without, I'd say, trying to imitate, more just giving you kind of that satisfying chew. And it's very high in protein, low in fat, so it's great in the health department as well.
Right. So as a sous chef, what are some of your responsibilities?
Well, we're a pretty small restaurant, so I do have my hand in a little bit of everything. It's kind of, Jack figures out what he wants to do, and then I make sure that it happens. And, you know, like just bringing in new people to our team, training them, and also liaising with the front of house. Like I mentioned, we have a daily special, and I always want to make sure they understand exactly not only what's in it, but kind of how to present it, because what we're doing is often something unique that our diners have not tried before.
Right.
So just making sure that we're able to communicate that well to people that might order it.
Mm-hmm. What are the big hits on the menu?
Well, the daily special for sure. I mean, we do have kind of like favorites that come back. Just this past weekend, we did something really nice, which was a mash of taro root, sweet potato, and potato, so nice and creamy, wrapped in a little bit of nori seaweed, which gives it kind of that sea flavor. And then a very thin layer of tofu, which is also called yuba, and then it's battered and fried and sliced, so it gets almost this sort of like crunchy exterior, really creamy with a little bit of the seaweed flavor, almost fish and chipsy, like again, without trying to be an imitation so much as just taking inspiration for that kind of dish.
Of course.
Clearly
very satisfying.
One has to try that.
Yes.
I'm already starting to salivate.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned you're a small restaurant. What's the seating capacity?
About 50. Mm-hmm. We do have a very nice summer patio, so mm-hmm. that's going to, you know, increase again by probably another 20, 25 seats.
Nice.
Now, you're a member of the Anti-Noise Pollution League. Mm-hmm. So what is the atmosphere like there, and what kind of music do you play?
Okay, well, we're definitely a place where we want you to enjoy your company, mm-hmm. and also enjoy the food. I feel like sometimes you go out to eat, but there's so much sensory overload that you don't get to actually appreciate or pay attention to the food that you're eating.
It's funny, isn't it? Yeah.
So I'd say we have definitely a very kind of like zen, calm atmosphere. You know, at lunch, we do get a lot of people from the hospitals, from the universities, sure. with more business lunches. And then, you know, I think for dinner time, we really like to be a place where you can take your family. A lot of people where maybe one or two members of the family are vegan, but our style of food, I think, caters to people that aren't and just want to have a mm-hmm. nice, delicious and healthy meal. Mm-hmm. And so we, again, want it to be a place where the music is, you know, quieter. We play a lot of like jazz, lounge, so forth. And yeah, we just want people to be able to enjoy their company and again, focus on the food because, you know, I think that's why you're out eating, right?
For exactly. sure. Absolutely.
One would certainly hope. All right, before we let you go, what's today's special?
Oh, gosh.
Well, I haven't come in yet. You haven't gone in yet. It's going to be spectacular, no matter what it is.
It's going to be spectacular, whatever it is.
The whole special
You'll have to
thing,
come and
you
find
know?
Out. No, but we do often post a special of the day on our Instagram account and also our website. And you can always, and we do get customers calling, oh, do you have this special that I had, you know, last week? Do you have it back yet? So people are always calling to check because people definitely find their favorites.
Well, awesome. that is fantastic. It sounds like a marvelous, I'm definitely adding it to my list of places to frequent, and I want to thank you very much for coming in.
Oh, thank you. Hope to see you both soon.
And for being a member of the Anti-Noise Pollution League. Indeed.
Thank you so much. We've been
speaking to Beth Warian of Vegetarian Haven, which is at 17 Baldwin Street in Toronto, part of the Anti-Noise Pollution League. You can find out more about the ANPL by going to our website, classicalfm.ca, or checking out the Anti-Noise Pollution League Facebook page.
Sure.
Now, look, we have a very special treat for you listeners, because right now I am offering a $100 gift card from Vegetarian Haven, 17 Baldwin Street, nestled in Toronto's Baldwin Village. I'll take caller number, what number?
Two.
Caller number two, right now at 416-507-9894.